From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States has called on Russia to end its support for the Syrian government immediately and work with the international community to prevent further chemical attacks. Rebels claim Syrian government forces dropped barrel bombs containing poisonous chemicals on civilians Saturday, killing dozens. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
One video circulated by activists shows the lifeless bodies of around a dozen men, women, and children, some with foam at their mouths. The U.S. State Department said reports out of Douma are horrifying. A spokeswoman said the, quote, Assad regime and its backers must be held accountable and called on Russia to end its unmitigated support for the Syrian government. Reuters has not been able to independently verify the reports, and the Syrian state denies launching a chemical attack. It's been carrying out a fierce campaign to capture eastern Ghouta, the last major rebel-held area near the capital. President Bashar al-Assad has won back control of nearly all of the area, leaving just Douma in rebel hands.
One person has died, four firefighters injured after a fire started at Trump Tower in New York City Saturday. It occurred on the 50th floor of the 58-level high-rise. New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Inigro said it was virtually entirely on fire when firefighters were called to the structure at about 5:30 in the afternoon.
Units responded in about 5 minutes to this building. We found fire on the 50th floor of this building, quite a large apartment. Units made their way up to the 50th floor. The apartment was virtually entirely on fire. They pushed in heroically. They were knocking down the fire.
The male resident who died has not been identified. The four firefighters' injuries were not life-threatening, according to the fire department. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it has summoned U.S. Ambassador David Hale to lodge a strong protest over the death of a motorcyclist in a traffic accident that involved a U.S. embassy vehicle. Video footage shows the vehicle carrying a U.S. diplomat not stopping at a red light, then hitting the motorcycle. One other person was injured in that accident. The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad expressed its deep sympathy to the family of the deceased and those injured in a tragic accident involving the U.S. Embassy. A German special police raided an apartment in Munster where the suspect behind Saturday's van crash was believed to have lived. Authorities say a man drove the vehicle into a group of people sitting outside a very popular restaurant, killing at least two, injuring several others. Then police say he shot himself dead. A German newspaper reports that the perpetrator had psychological problems, but he had no terrorist background. German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer spoke to reporters Sunday.
Dieses feige und brutale Verbrechen.
We are all affected by this cowardly and brutal crime. I am here today in Munster to convey the solidarity and condolences of the entire government, especially that of the Chancellor. We are grieving for the victims together with relatives and friends. We ardently hope and pray for those who have been injured to regain their health. The incident comes just a year to the day after a truck attack in Stockholm killed five people. Myanmar is not ready for the repatriation of Rohingya refugees, according to the senior-most United Nations official to visit the country this year, after Myanmar was accused of instigating ethnic cleansing and driving nearly 700 Muslims to Bangladesh. Ursula Muller, UN's Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, made a six-day visit to Myanmar and was allowed to visit Rakhine State.
I asked them to end the violence. I reiterated what the Secretary General of the United Nations called for. An end to violence, and that the return of the refugees from Cox's Bazar has to be in a voluntary, dignified way when solutions are durable. From what I've seen and heard from people, no access to health services, concerns about protection, continued displacements, conditions are not conducive to return.
The exodus of Rohingya Muslims followed the August 25th crackdown by the military in a northwestern Rakhine State. Outspoken Hungary Prime Minister Viktor Orban has ramped up his anti-migrant rhetoric ahead of a parliamentary election Sunday when the ruling party is expected to score a straightforward win. The European Union and the United Nations have voiced alarm at the tone of the campaign. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.